When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not too long ago, I introduced to you guys, which you've probably already seen on your own, the idea of the metaverse. Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and all the future ideas that are going to be put on us. Well, as you can imagine, not everyone is super thrilled about this idea. An alternate reality pioneer warns that metaverse could make reality disappear. So how do we feel about that? Welcome, he says, to a real-life cyberpunk nightmare. Before we get started today, I just want to give you a quick reminder that we have two channels, A Stranger World Than Fiction, and we also have They Call Me The Ghost, A Stranger World Than Fiction, where we talk about all things strange. Secondly, we have They Call Me The Ghost, and that is where I, the ghost, share a lot of my on-the-job experiences. And don't forget to check out our podcast. So if you are into all things strange, outrageous, crazy, and mysterious, and you like them in story format, that's what we do here, and you're in the right place. Okay, metaverse. What is the dystopian prediction that some are talking about? Well, an innovator in early AR systems has a dire prediction. The metaverse could change the fabric of reality as we know it. Louis Rosenberg, a computer scientist and developer of the first functional AR system at the Air Force Research Laboratory, warned that the metaverse, an immersive VR and AR world currently being developed by Facebook, or formerly known as Facebook, it could create what sounds like a real-life cyberpunk dystopia. And he says, I'm concerned about the legitimate uses of AR by the powerful platform providers that will control the infrastructure. He wrote this in an essay. And right away, what makes me think is, are we choosing to live in something like the Matrix? Let's explore this further. Well, among Rosenberg's concerns is that third parties could introduce paid filter layers, okay, that allow certain users to see specific tags over other real-life people. And these tags might float above every person's head, for instance. And then it would provide little bits of information about them. And those people, that could be me and you, folks. And they use that layer, he says, to tag individuals with bold, flashing words, like maybe it'll say alcoholic, or immigrant, or maybe even atheist, or even less charged words like Democrat and Republican, if that's still safe to say. The virtual overlays could easily be designed to amplify political division, ostracize certain groups, and even further drive hatred and mistrust. He is also concerned that the metaverse would make reality disappear. And this would be because they'd be creating a system in which people can't simply just step away from their devices. They would no longer be able to actually have real-world interactions. The idea here is that the metaverse could grow to a point at which it impacts essentially every single facet of our lives. And it'd be near impossible at that point to just walk away. Think about how hard it is right now to leave your phone and go take a drive or something like that. People just don't do it. So what this means is that we'd be constantly exposed to whatever third reality issues are out there, things that are put on us that they might want you to know or think, believe, and how you might want to live your lives. there would be an alternate reality overlay to everything that we do. This guy Rosenberg, he isn't the only one who has concerns about this. Ethan Zuckerman, the director of the Initiative for Digital Infrastructure, he works at the University of Massachusetts. He already was putting down this whole idea. Zuckerman created a very early version of the metaverse back in 1994, and he believes that doing something like this would only do more harm than good, and feels that Facebook's promised metaverse is about distracting us from the world it's helped break. So that's pretty critical and crucial to what this might be. I'm curious what you guys think. Would you be excited and want to dive into metaverse? Or would it be something that you'd want to avoid? Imagine walking down the street and suddenly you think of a product that you need. Immediately next to you, a vending machine appears, filled with the product and variations you were thinking of. So you stop, you pick an item from the vending machine, and then it's shipped to your house and you just continue on your way. Wow, that's pretty easy. Next, imagine a husband and wife. The husband offers to go to the store, but the wife can't remember the name of the type of product that she needs. Well, her brain-computer interface, it recognizes it for her. Then it transmits a link to her husband's device, along with what stores and aisles that product is located in. That is what would welcome you in the metaverse. Alternate digital realities where people work, play, and socialize. You can call it the metaverse, you can call it the mirror world, or maybe the alternate reality cloud. But there's one thing you can bet on, no matter what you think. It's pretty certain that this metaverse is coming, and it's going to be a very big deal. You yourself can look into this if you haven't already. Google the term metaverse, and you'll find several different definitions. Wikipedia defines it as a collective virtual space that's shared, created by the convergence of virtually enhanced physical reality and physical persistent virtual space, including the sum of all virtual worlds, augmented reality, and the internet. The word metaverse is really a term that is typically used to describe the concept of a future iteration of the internet, made up of persistent, shared, 3D virtual spaces linked into a perceived virtual universe. Think of your world right now. So currently, you can only experience the internet when you actually go to it. You go find it. But with new connectivity and devices and technologies, you're going to be able to experience it all around you every single day, almost if you want it or not. If you have trouble visualizing this, just go back to the many movies that have tried to show it to you in the past. And just so you're aware, keep an eye out for it. They're also calling it the mirror world. Well, in it, it shows you how augmented reality will spark the next big tech platform, right? Where else can it go? So in essence, they are building a one-to-one map of almost unimaginable scope. When it's complete, the physical reality that we know will end up merging with this digital universe. In other words, you get ready to meet your digital twin and the digital twin of your house, your country, your office, your life. So what happens when the world becomes a billboard? Robots have spatial reasoning and virtual assistants own the relationship with the consumer? If this question made you pause for even a second, this might be something that you want to get a head start on. Get to know what it is. Right now, today, the metaverse is shared virtual space where people are represented by digital avatars. You're familiar with those. The virtual world constantly grows and evolves based on the decisions and actions of the society, right? That's us. Eventually, people will be able to enter the metaverse completely virtually or interact with parts of it in their physical space with the help of augmented and mixed reality. And in a way, right, we're already dipping into this. You have games like Fortnite, Minecraft, and Animal Crossing. We have that now, but they already have big user bases, detailed worlds, and user-generated content. So the path of all of this is more than just games. Facebook is also positioning itself towards the metaverse with its virtual reality social media platform, Horizon. If you haven't heard of that, that's still in beta. They also have Live Maps, Niantic, Magic Leap, Microsoft, and many others that are working on all of this also. And I want you to think about this because the timing of everything. So just as everything was shut down, I know I have felt it a ton. My work does not involve being at home, quote unquote, or trying to stand down. I need to be out there. And the pandemic issues have definitely shifted culture for everyone. Family reunions have been online, on Zoom, weddings relocated to games, graduations have been held on the game Minecraft. You're virtually trying on your clothes. This has all been common practice without even noticing. With online social gatherings, I mean, they're becoming more mainstream, if you think about it. If you're involved in that, you will know that. And online video games are increasing their world building. This is what people are into now. And some are saying it's inevitable that brands will play a significant role in the metaverse. Some things might only be available to you there. So even if you're against it, what will you do? This is something to think about, guys. This is our future. We need to be aware of what's going on in our world. And we talk about all of that on our channels. And it's not just the one-off little videos of strange things going on. I like to touch base on some of the actual very impactful things that are happening to us. We're all here together, and it'd be great if we could all take a look at what's going on around us so that we can be aware. I'm interested what you think of this, and I've already done one little post about it. Here's another one, because this is something big and we should keep our eye on it and just be aware and share our thoughts of what we think of the whole thing. So share what you think, and thank you for listening. And until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.